I'm Ennis Ranson, and welcome to Talking Wardrobe. Before we get into today's episode, please do hit that subscribe button as it really helps the show grow and brings you more fun fashion chats. Now let's get into it. Joining me in the wardrobe today is the UK's leading colour therapist, Kate Harrison. In this episode, we explore the power of colour and the impact it can have on how we feel, how we show up, and also some tips from Kate on how we can get more colour into our wardrobes. So tell us, what are you wearing?
Bit of a mixture today, because obviously I'm never able to wear just like full on black and grey and beige.
Are your own rules?
That's my own rules, because I have to turn up with something slightly different. So when I knew I was coming to see you today, I was like, what am I going to go with? What colour? And I went with yellow.
I love yellow.
So yellow is all about like clarity of thought. So it really is kind of like a slightly higher vibrating frequency. It's super interesting. But basically, it's all about independence, clarity of thought. Yellow is one of those colours that you see someone coming in yellow. So top is French Connection, which I just absolutely love.
You can't get
any better than just a classic shirt, can you?
No, and I love the fact it's like a yellow stripe. I feel like it feels quite different.
Butter yellow as well. We're a bit obsessed.
We are buttering it up, that yellow.
Love it. And the trousers, my own brand actually. Dopamine Dressing Room. Yeah,
oh,
I know.
She's repping.
So I'm repping the brand. But
they're
great. Just nice, big, wide leg, pleats down the front. I love that. I love that kind of look. Like my style's quite classic. So that's what I'm wearing. Jigsaw shoes.
They're great. So what I am enjoying immediately looking at your outfit is that we're mixing gold and silver, because I am such a mixer.
Yeah,
and you're in charge of colour, and if you're signing it off,
do you know what?
Then all the haters.
Absolutely. You know what? I'm about dressing for joy.
Yes.
I hate rules, to be fair.
I've always said that.
And it's what I really struggled with when I first trained in colour 25 years ago. It was a long, long time ago. There were loads of rules, and I'm just not a rules girl. I love breaking them.
I do. And I actually think there should be, you can have your own rules, your own fashion rules, but I don't think they should be universal.
No, I think it's about what feels good to you.
Exactly.
And that's different for me, that's different for you, that's different for everyone. And you'll be like that with clients. You'll have some clients, you may have a rail and they didn't like that, but actually that's going to look amazing on someone else. And that's what it's about, isn't it?
So true.
But I think you kind of got to know yourself. You've got to be pretty confident in who you are to then make those decisions.
So 25 years ago was when you started this career. So can you take us back to how that happened? Like what sparked your joy or interest in colour?
Yeah. What did, to be honest? Well, I'd always worked in shops, right? So I'd done a retail marketing degree in Manchester. And at that time, it was 90s, right?
Yeah.
So sort of late 90s. We were in the era of Posh and Becks living down the road from me.
Oh my God.
They were the clients in Armani. So I worked in Armani, and then I worked for Flannels, designer retailer in Manchester, and then I worked for Selfridges.
Oh, wow.
So I thought I loved the clothes, which was amazing. Then I finished my degree, and then I went into the world of aluminium. And I was like, what is this? Because I'd done a marketing degree and they offered me a job and it had a car. And I was like, oh, wow, I'm going to get a company car. So I'm going to go into this because it's marketing. But I really missed the girly side of it. And I thought I missed the clothes. So I kind of started looking around at what I could do, you know, kind of how you could get into this sort of stuff. And Manchester in the late 90s, there were no styling courses. Like literally, I had to come down to London, moved in with my auntie, who lived in Notting Hill at the time, and did a styling course down here. But again, like now there's loads of different courses available to be a stylist, or you've got like London College of Fashion and all this sort of stuff. Is that your background, London College of Fashion?
I went to the Fashion Retail Academy, but there was no styling course.
No, it didn't exist. And I'm like, well, what is this? So my course originally was like an image consultant course. And I was like, wow, this is a lot. So it consisted of probably about 75,000 drapes, different coloured drapes.
Okay.
When I rocked up there, I was a little bit in my Christina Aguilera dirty phase.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
I didn't wear the chaps, not for the first day anyway, but I certainly had that amount of false tan on. There was a lot of false tan, a lot of very bleach
blonde hair.
There was no crimp, but it was certainly very, very peroxide blonde very tight Miss 60 jeans, big studded belt. I thought I knew it all.
Miss 60 is having such a comeback.
You see, I'm back in fashion.
Back.
I'm back, to be fair. That girl is back. And I went down there, and this lady who was much older than me, kind of twin set and pearls, looked me up and down and just said, you need to go home, take that false tan off, and we'll start again tomorrow. And I was like, oh, wow. And I thought I knew something. So I thought, God, I'm so out of my depth here. So I did that, scraped my false tan off. You know, it took me like hours and hours. There was sun shimmer on top of God knows what else. Oh God, yeah, it was awful, absolutely awful. Anyway, I went back and she kind of transformed my world right in front of my eyes, because what she showed me was that actually I'd been colouring myself in to suit colours that I liked. And actually, if I was wearing colours that actually were a natural extension of my own colourings, then I didn't need all the bumph with it. You know, it used to take me ages to get ready. You know, I'd be false tanning every other day, you know. But all of a sudden, that became quite minimal once I understood this colour thing. And I was like, wow, this is really quite life-changing. So I could see the impact it could have, even on me, who knew something about fashion, who'd been working in retail, who'd worked with different designers and stuff. So I went back up to Manchester with all my newfound London style knowledge and set up a styling company. So it was called Code. We had a, I got a business partner. She was also an image consultant. I said, I've got this kind of idea that I don't want to do this in a traditional sense. I just want to style real women and make them feel really good. Because what I found was it wasn't about the clothes. It was about the women. And it was actually about the clothes were just the tools. It was actually the people that I loved, not necessarily the clothes.
Making people feel good.
That's it. And that's what you must find every day. You know, when you're styling clients, the tools are just like, those are just the tools. The clothes are the tools. So I did that and it was super exciting, but there was just something that just niggled me a little bit about this colour analysis thing. It was long-winded and there were lots of rules, like I say, attached to it. And part of me was just getting a little bit sick of it. So I decided to look for something a little bit different. And that's where what I'm doing now came in, really.
Oh, wow. But imagine you'd have gone into that college and when she said about the fake tan, if you just never went back.
I know.
It such a good piece of advice? Like sometimes you need to just step back.
And you've got to take...
strip off almost.
And it literally is that. It's stripping back. And with colour, there was such I could feel this energy and it was a different energy. You know, it was the era of Spice Girls. Posh Spice was my favourite, head to toe in black. You know, it was that little black dress and that was so chic and so. But when I started looking into colour, I was like, wow, this is like someone's kind of turning the lights on again. So it was really exciting. And I loved the effect that it had on women straight away. So I could take someone who'd be, you know, head to toe in grey and then we'd drape them in a couple of colours and they'd be like, wow, I feel different. I'd be like, yeah, you do. But
you
it wasn't...
You can see it.
You can see it. You could see it. But then I started working out that they could feel it as well, which was really interesting and really exciting.
Yeah, because I think clothes are such a big part of how you feel.
Yeah.
But I'm loving the fact we're back into colour because I think there was this moment where everything was beige. Everything was black. And I've always been someone who's always injected colour into their wardrobe. Can you tell?
I can see. I love it. I'm so here for these colours.
But it's so fun. Yeah. Because like you said, fashion is meant to make you feel good. It's meant to be fun. But there's so many people who are so afraid of colour.
Yeah, exactly. And it, you know, what you were saying before about being stripped back, colour kind of does that to you a little bit. And it can feel like there's a bit of friction because I call it default dressing when you get stuck in a rut. So you can lose your colour, you can get stuck in a rut, you'll just go for your default, which will be black, grey, beige, neutrals. A lot of people say I'm neutral.
Why is that? Why do we just do that?
So it's some of it's conditioning. Like literally I got here on the tube and I took a picture and I stood out a mile because I was in my like purple tracksuit bottoms and my yellow leather jacket. Everything was grey and black and it is a default. So what colour is different frequencies of light. Okay, so to be classed as a colour, you're on the visible spectrum of light and that goes from red. This is like what the human eye can see. Okay, so we can see from red, the lowest frequency, all the way up to violet, which is the highest frequency. And every colour has a different wavelength and a different frequency. So it's like you're tuning into it, right? Black is actually the absence of light. So it doesn't have a frequency. It doesn't have an energy. So because of that, it feels really safe. Now, we're not thinking about these things. It's just subconscious. This is how humans function. It's the science bit of it, which I geeked out on a little bit once I started realising that these women were feeling colour. And the thing was that I had a TV show called Fashion Face Off. We had a couple of series of that. And you'll know this as well, dressing for camera is quite different.
So different.
From dressing for real life. Yeah. So for camera, because we wanted the reveal to be like so wow and impact, you know, like a bright red dress.
Yeah.
The bright red dress women who wore that dress would turn around, look incredible. They'd look in the mirror and go, oh, I look incredible. All their friends and family would be like, oh, you do, you look amazing. Yeah. They go straight home into their grey tracksuit. And I'd be like, what happened? You know, you looked incredible. I know, but it didn't feel like me. It felt too much. And I was like, this is not about how this looks. This is about how this feels. This is wild. And that led me down this path to studying chromotherapy and colour therapy and this whole idea that every colour has a different energy. And it's from ancient times. It's like from ancient Egypt. But it is. Once, I am sorry now to all of your clients because they'll all be like in full colour from now on.
I'm here for it.
But it's true. It changes. It shifts things and it can shift things in people. It can teach us so much. It's a real kind of, it puts the well-being back into your wardrobe.
So how do these colours influence like our emotions?
Yeah, so there's the kind of the psychological side of things, which is the way that humans process colour. So our eye, when we see colour, we process it subconsciously. So it bypasses our conscious brain. We don't have to think about it. And it goes straight into our sort of reptilian brain, the little bit at the back, which then affects our, can affect our mood, can affect our energy. Yes. So it's why we know how to stop. We stop when we see a red light. You know, we don't have to think that is a red light. I am going to stop. You know, it's not like it's a warning sign. It's danger. It's red. We don't have to think about it. So that's super powerful because we're using it in signaling. They use it in culture. A lot, lots of different cultures use colour differently. But also it means that it's affecting you without you even knowing it. So brands are using it to kind of to influence our buyer behaviour. You know, they are definitely showcasing a lot of beige food in supermarkets in brightly coloured packaging to make you feel a certain way. If you think about like greenwashing, companies using green in their logos and they're like, oh, well, it must be environmentally friendly. It's green and it's got a leaf.
It's so true.
It probably isn't. Exactly. It's got to be healthy. So it influences without us even knowing it. So my big thing is, how can we flip it? And like get you using this as a tool to support you, to support your emotions. You know, if it is grey outside, today it was grey outside, I put yellow on straight away. Got to be your own sunshine.
Yeah, I love that. Be your own sunshine. Love that. And are there certain colours that can make people feel more energised or calm, especially if someone's going for like a job interview or going on stage, you know, anything that's quite nerve-wracking?
I love it. Yeah, definitely. So when you're looking at vibrations and frequencies, like the lower end of the scale is really energising. So reds and oranges and yellows are real energizing colors, those lower frequencies. They've been shown on scientific studies to increase heart rate. Like red was actually shown to increase the heart rate in a scientific study.
Oh, wow.
And then once you go up from red, orange, and yellow, you get to green, which is like mid-spectrum. So if there are seven colors, green's slap bang in the middle. So that's really balanced. And you can feel that. Like you go for a walk in the woods, you chill. Yeah. Getting into nature, it's chill. And then you go higher than green in this visible spectrum, get higher frequency. And I know everyone's obsessed with vibing high, but the higher the frequency, the more calm in the colour. So then you go for your blues and your indigos and your violets, and they're a little bit more calming. And you can kind of see that in like holistics, you know, lots of brands like that would use the more purpley colours, the higher vibrating colours. But also even in nature, you know, this is the thing that I love about this is, even if you look at the stuff that's just naturally produced, like lavender is the most calming herb out there.
Yes.
And it's purple. Red chilies, energizing, fiery. You're kind of getting your indications. It's like we've got to go back.
So true. Actually take it back to the basics.
Yeah, absolutely. And then apply it. And your wardrobe is one of the easiest places to do it.
So how can someone choose colours that align with their like personality or even their goals?
Well, we did your soul shade, didn't we?
Yes. Alice?
Go on, tell us what it was.
My soul shade was orange.
It was orange.
Which is so mad because orange is one of my favourite colours.
I'm obsessed.
My aunt, the reason it became my favourite colour is because it was my mum's favourite colour and my aunt's favourite colour who passed away. And my aunt was who got me into fashion. There's so much meaning behind the colour as well.
Yeah.
And I am drawn to an orange.
It's so wild. So So orange, when that came through that it was orange, I was like, yeah, of course it is. Orange is really linked to creativity. So this really? Is your creativity. That's linked to your gut as well, like your sacral chakra. So it's you're good with your gut instinct. You know, you've got that idea. And like, you are so aligned with the career that you are in because you've got the creativity. You've got that gut instinct. You don't second guess anything. You know it, you know it. And it's brilliant. Now, the reason where I kind of moved more into well-being and people rather than the styling was because my soul shade's green, right? Which is all about nurturing. It was never about the creativity of the clothes. Okay. It was always about kind of the heart-centered nurturing side of things. So it's so interesting when you look into this. And soul shades essentially is a system that I've devised, which basically gives your energy a colour. And we've all got one.
And how can people at home find their...
Well, they can find it on my website.
Yeah. But I'd literally had to fill out a short questionnaire. You do, it took me all of 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it comes back with your colour.
Yeah. And the gift, the thing is with this is it's so fast, right? You don't have to second guess it. And I said to you, didn't I? Fill this out. Don't overthink it. Don't keep redoing it. Just do it. And it will tell you. And it is so true. So that's kind of how we do the soul shades. But there are other things as well. If you think about the visible spectrum, so it starts with red. It goes red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. Which of those colours do you really like? Which are you, kind of which ones do you not like? Which ones do you feel a bit of friction with? Often where there's friction kind of teaches us something with what those colours mean. Are there any colours that you're not that keen on?
I don't think there is a colour that I don't like. I'm beige and those colours, as in on me.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely, I always go to blue.
Yeah, I love that. And you know what blue is? Blue's the opposite of your soul shade, right? So when we have a soul shade, you'll see this in the guide that you get when you do that questionnaire. You'll have a magnetic pair as well, which is so interesting. Blue, so it's like the opposite energy of your energy and blue is yours, which is perfect. And it's perfect for today, for doing this, because blue's all linked to here, it's like throat. So when you can get your creativity down here going, and then you can link it with expression, whether that expression is through your wardrobe, whether it's through styling people, or whether it's through your podcast talking, that's balancing it out perfectly.
Wow, because I opt for blue as a colour because whenever I wear it, people say, you look nice.
Yeah.
So that is just, I've just now go with blue.
Yeah. And does that make you feel great though? When people say, you look nice. And I think that's the thing with colour. And a lot of people shy away from colour because it does make you visible.
Yeah.
So when we're working with colour and colour as a therapeutic tool, I'll be saying, okay, so why do we not want to be visible? What is it we're not keen on? Where is it? Where are the gaps? Where are the gaps? Because actually having every colour in the visible spectrum makes for balance. So, you know, we hear like eat the rainbow, you know, to have that balance of nutrients and vitamins, you've got to eat the rainbow. And it's the same with dressing. It doesn't mean you've got to run around dressing like a kids' TV presenter or Mr. Tumble.
Mr. Tumble.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all that came to
head. Mr. Tumble. You don't need Mr. Tumble's trousers. But what you can do is just have some of these colours in your life somewhere, in a bag, in some shoes, that you can then call on that day. So say it is for an interview. Well, how do you want to feel in that interview? What are we channeling? You can dress for the day that you want rather than the day that you wake up to.
That's so true. So how can people learn what each colour means?
Yeah, well, they can come onto the website. They can follow me at Kate the Colour because there's loads of that as well. But essentially with those colours, because there's only seven, it's pretty easy to say. Like red is all about grounding and confidence. And if you think about the body, the lower down something vibrates, kind of that's where we're looking at this vibrating. So the red is all about grounding and stability and confidence. That's why these women were terrified by it. It's quite, if you don't feel confident, then you can't start off with red.
No.
You can't start colouring in your world with red because that's like probably the opposite of how they were feeling. They were probably feeling green. Most of them were mums. A couple of them were new mums. So they're very much in this nurturing energy. Red's like the opposite energy to that. So I'm, you know, no wonder they were absolutely scared stiff and they went straight back to their egg-stained grey tracksuit. It's what we do.
Yeah,
it's
literally
what I did in COVID and I know what I'm doing. But, you know, when you feel fear, it's that kind of retreat thing and we retreat in it. And I always say like black and grey is the best invisibility cloak there is.
So true.
So red is confidence and stability. Orange is all about your creativity and stimulating that sort of gut instinct. Yellow, And I love your yellow shoes as well.
Match.
Big for like independence, clarity of thought, you know. It's all about, it's a colour to be seen in. And if you think about the colour of sunshine, it's totally linked to joy, isn't it?
So true.
Green, it's all about balance. So, you know, if you are, I do quite a lot of work with corporates and with leadership training as well. So green's a brilliant colour for like someone in HR or having to deal with people every day, yeah. Because it's balancing, it's not confronting, it's quite, you know, it's quite neutral.
It's not scary, yeah.
It's not scary, exactly. And it does make you think that it's environmentally friendly as well. Then we go up to blue. That is a really interesting colour. So it is linked to truth. So like NHS blue has been chosen because psychologically it's associated with people who tell the truth. And it's all actually linked here. If we're looking energetically, it's linked into heart, yes. Into your throat chakra. So it's one that generally accountants, anyone in finance, that side of things, it's a dependable colour. Then we go up to indigo, which is all linked to kind of intuition, and violet, which is high frequency. And that's all linked to purpose. I actually did a workshop and there were 10 men in this workshop, which is quite different for me. Most of the time it's women that I work with.
I was going to ask this because men naturally, especially clients, are always grey, navy, white, black. Are they starting to get into their colour?
Yeah. The thing is, there's so little choice out there. For the guys, there really is. That is kind of full condition that actually it's black, navy or grey, isn't it? That's
yeah.
It. Or beige. That's
beige,
it.
Yeah.
But in this particular instance, it was actually 10 men who were real kind of like big time businessmen. They were the key sponsors of this huge festival, this big charity fundraiser. And they were like the CEOs of these businesses. So I was really thinking, oh God, how's this going to go down? Are they just going to laugh me out?
Yeah.
Anyway, 7 of them, their soul shade came back as violet, which is really, really rare because that's like the highest frequency. And that's all about real like purpose, spiritual connection and wow. All this side of things. So when I kind of told them, they were like, oh, that's interesting. And it made total sense because these guys are like multi-millionaires. They have got tons of teams behind them,
yeah.
And they have that purpose. They have the purpose, they have the big picture thinking, and then they delegate
yeah.
All those other skills to other people. They don't need to have all of them. They've got the big picture. And kind of that's their essence. That's why they were so successful. So they absolutely loved it. And then subsequently, I went into some of their teams and did soul shades for their teams just to see how people all fit together. It's so interesting.
And should you wear your soul shade?
You can do. That is generally the energy that you're giving out a lot. So if we take you, for example, that orange energy, I mean, you're giving it every day to your clients, to that creativity is always on. So replenishing it is really, really important.
Yeah.
So orange especially, it's a fiery colour, it's an energising colour. But if you're giving that out all the time, you can burn out really, really quickly. You might even find that actually. Yeah. And the opposite to that is the blue as well. So sometimes you might have all the creativity, but then struggle with like the process side of things. Does that kind of ring true to you a little bit as well? That actually, that bit's a bit boring. You'd rather be in with the creative side
Definitely.
Of things. Yeah, so that's your blue side. So it's learning to kind of balance it out a little bit, that actually you kind of need the process alongside the creativity, and then it all comes together beautifully.
So, and when you're looking at colours, because when we're saying go and wear a blue top or something, there's so many shades of blue, isn't there?
Yes.
And that's a whole nother conversation, obviously. But we're not saying you've got to go out and wear like a cobalt blue or a neon orange.
Definitely not. We're not. Not just, you know, and that's the thing. Colour can be soft.
Yeah.
And if I'm working with someone who has been in grayscale, and I say that lives can slip into grayscale for so many different reasons. You could have had a trauma. When I had my first baby, I got really bad postnatal depression and I completely lost my colour. Like from my clothing, from my food, I ate beige food, my house.
Like
we just moved into a new house and it was just plain, everything. There was no colour. And that's kind of, I'm such a visual learner that when I say that to people, they say, oh my gosh, yeah. I feel that either now I've lost my colour or I remember when I did lose my colour.
Yes.
And it's how we kind of work that back in is super interesting. But yeah, when we're looking at which colours suit you, what close to your skin, and this really is only really the colours that you're going to be wearing, because let's face it, it doesn't really matter if you suit your wall. It just matters if it feels really nice to you in that space. But generally, that's where that 25 years of training as colour analysis comes in. So the key for me is that everyone can wear every colour. It's just the undertone and the depth of the shade that counts. And actually, the brighter the colour, the more intense the vibration. So you will feel colours a lot more if it's a brighter version of it. And you do, don't you? You can kind of think about that right now, like that bright pink bag. I feel a lot more than kind of the pale pink over here.
So true. And is that why we, on holiday, would be drawn to, when you're on your holiday, you're like, I'm going to wear a bright orange dress, whereas you probably naturally wouldn't wear that at home.
100%. And so many people say, oh, I'm in black today and my wardrobe is majorly black, but on holiday you want to see me. And I'm like, okay, so where's the shift here?
Yeah.
Is this just because the sun's out, or is this actually? And generally when that boils down to it, it's more because they can be themselves on holiday. There's less outside noise. They don't care what anybody thinks. And they're actually just kind of at their core, back who they are. They're in their happy place, and then the colour naturally flows out. So what I'm trying to do is help people find that in the everyday.
Yeah, because why we need not? It in our everyday wardrobes.
We do. And when you add white to something like that, just softens the intensity a bit. So that can be a great way to start off with things, you know, soften the intensity a bit, you know, like this, like that soft butter yellow, rather than a bright yellow, we can soften it so you can kind of play with it and find that frequency that's right for you.
Because often people will say black really flatters them. But what do you think of that? Because everyone says they love black. I just prefer wearing black.
It's like the ultimate invisibility cloak. And day, there are days, and it certainly has its purpose in a wardrobe. It's so powerful because it's a blocker.
Yeah.
So it's the best way I can describe this is if you do go to a funeral and you walk into the church and everyone's wearing black, it's somber, it's silent, it feels heavy. And then you can walk into the same funeral, same person who's passed away, and the memo was wear colour. That feels different. The whole place feels different. The frequency totally different.
Yeah, that's so true.
And it totally, and it's the energy that you feel. It's not just what you're seeing. It's the energy that you feel. So when I'm saying to people, think about how you want to feel on that day. Now, black can be very powerful. On certain days, we need to go inwards and be a bit retrospective, and everyone needs those days, right? We can't be like Mr. Tumble Trousers every day.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't work.
So I will have days where I'm like, you know, I'm just going to put on my black tracksuit here. I just need to sit with it, because colour fatigue's a thing, right? Because like you use a lot of colour, I use a lot of colour.
Yeah.
You will probably feel that as well. Some days you just need to be just no frequency.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm peopled out. I'm everything out. That is it. So you can sit with that. And black, flattering, yeah, it can look great on certainly on some people, but I feel similar probably with you as well, that because you've got quite light eyes and softer hair color, do you feel like you've got to kind of pencil in your eyes a bit more? You have to go with a smoky eye.
I couldn't just wear black.
Can't just wear black, because black will wear you.
Yeah.
So black, if we're looking in terms of depth of colouring, black's like the deepest you can possibly get, okay? So if you haven't got that depth, so you haven't got real contrast in your eyes and your skin, then you're going to have to find that depth from somewhere else, which generally means makeup. So we'll have to put more makeup on. And it was the same as me putting loads of false tan on to match that very yellow-based orange. I was warming up my own skin tone because I like the colour. But what we want people to do is kind of start with themselves. The thing that I don't agree with, though, is that fashion should be fun, right?
This is my main thing. It should always be fun.
Yeah, I hate rules. So if you want to wear something, having that knowledge that actually, like with me, with orange, it's probably a bit warm for me. I've got quite a cool skin tone. But knowing that, I can warm myself up a bit. I can put a bit of false tan on. And that's the joy of, you know, when this colour analysis first came out all those years ago, there wasn't tons of different hair dyes. There weren't tons of false tans. There wasn't the makeup that there is now.
So true.
And for me now, that's the experiment. So I think it very much depends on if you want to make life easy or if you want to have fun and experiment. It depends on the person. And it's, yeah, the main thing is that you just get to express yourself with it.
That's so true, because recently I changed hair colour.
Yeah.
And I felt that none of my wardrobe worked. And it was just, it wasn't even because I didn't love the colours. It was just because I looked slightly different to what I looked before.
Did you go darker or
I went
lighter?
Copper.
So you warmed it up.
Yeah, that was a hard colour to match, I felt.
And how did it feel? Did it feel nice? Did you like it?
It felt nice in certain colours, but for example, I wore a yellow And I looked like Mr. Tumble's lost child or something. I'm not sure. It was not. It was
do you
not
want me to
working.
Show you the difference? Shall I show you the difference between cool and warm on you?
Yes.
Shall I get my face frames out?
Yeah, because I think this is what people are desperate to know about.
Let's see. Shall we see if we can see a difference? Yeah. All right. Yeah, so this is less about the colour and more about your face. So we're looking at is you, which is really difficult to do when you've got your head chucked in a load of colours. I get that. You look like the sunshine from the Teletubbies.
Yeah,
right?
I feel like a cartoon.
I completely understand that. But what we're trying to do is not focus on the colours. We're trying to focus on you. Right, so that was the first one,
so
okay?
That's the first one.
So these are cool colours, right? So you can see they're all blue based, yeah? And then when we put this one on, those are all warm based colours, right? Mm-hmm. So we're never going to see a difference until we see both them on and then kind of compare the two of them, okay? So we're going to do a real, you're going to have to flick these really quick now.
Ready.
So that is the cool and that is the warm. Can you see that with those cools, your face looks a lot brighter?
Yeah.
And your eyes light
cools,
up. Yeah, that
it?
Is the cools, right?
Yeah, it brightens up.
Brightens up, your eyes look nice and poppy. And this is actually, you see how that dulls things down a little bit and yellows the face a little bit. So actually you're a little bit cooler.
Okay.
So what that basically means is, and this would really explain that copper thing as well, because I think what hairdressers do a lot of is let's warm you up a bit. We want to warm you up. And if you're a cool skin tone, that's not what we want to do. We want to just, we're cool. We are cool. It's fine.
I'm cool.
We're cool. So that slightly more ashy tone is probably going to look a lot better. And you look amazing in that blue. Really gorgeous in that blue.
Thank you.
So what we want to do then, what we know now is that we can use every single colour, but we just got to make sure that it's got a slightly bluer undertone to it.
So it's thinking about the tones rather than...
It's the tone of it. And then people go, well, how can you get a warm toned blue and how can you get a cool toned yellow? Well, let me just show you the difference between a cool yellow and a warm yellow. You can kind of see that on this side, this is a cool yellow.
Yeah.
And the other one is a warm yellow. Can you see the difference?
Oh my God,
really pops. That cool yellow really makes things, lifts things up, gives that clarity, gives that. And when we put the warmer yellow
is this
on.
What you do?
Yeah. That's yellow in that side. So with this one, I can see it in your cheekbones. Like with that one, it's flat. Your cheekbone goes pink straight
because
up there.
I think the whole myth with it is you get told your colours and it's like, oh, you can only wear yellow. You can only wear red.
Absolutely
or you
not.
Can blah, blah, blah.
There is, I always like to say there's a hue for every you. So there is a tone of every colour. So you look at the difference. So the yellowy based red and the bluey based red. Like, and this is where people get put off. So that's your yellowy based red and that's your bluey based red.
Yeah,
and the bluey based red just lifts a little bit, whereas that kind of drags down a little bit. So
am I doing good at modelling this?
You just look fabulous with that. This is why I hate these flipping drapes.
No, but it's so crazy.
It does
crazy.
Make a difference, doesn't it?
Because
from one
also,
side of your face to the other.
If you was like, I want a red dress.
Yeah.
Like there's not even much difference in that.
No, and this
but
is
the
what,
difference it can make in
and it's
crazy.
What puts people off is that maybe they've seen a mate wearing this red dress or you've seen it on someone in a magazine or online and you're like, I'm going to go and try that red dress. And that red dress doesn't suit you. But it's not, it's just because it was the wrong undertone for you. Like if we'd have gone for it in a more blue-based undertone, it would have looked amazing. And then that makes people go, oh, retreat, 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 back into the neutrals, back into the black. And that isn't what we want. So just that just that little tweak of cool or warm. And the stuff you can do to kind of try and work that out as well, you know.
Yeah.
If you've got red hair naturally, coppery hair naturally, yellow-based tones in your hair naturally, more greeny eyes, maybe lots of orange flecks in your eyes, then those type of things would indicate a warmer skin tone. And the cooler ones would be maybe you've got a grey rim around your eyes, which you have, this kind of aquary colour in your eye, more of an ashy blonde.
You're talking about bags under my eyes.
There are no bags, babes. There are no bags. Beautiful and radiant.
Those grey bags.
Not the grey bags. But yeah, those would be indicators that you're a cooler skin tone. But again, this is something, I mean, I'm pretty sure you can even ask ChatGPT now.
I know, how scary
which is terrifying.
Is that?
But what you've got to be really careful about that is all dependent on
the picture and the
lighting. Literally.
But for someone who, for example, this is so new to them and this is all, you know, crazy, how can you tell if it's got a blue undertone? Like what's an obvious sign
Orange or pink is the easiest way, right? So if you imagine orange, very yellowy based, and if you imagine pink, more bluey based, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So just think about that. When you're just looking at something, have a think about, is it more? So you can see that's quite bluey based, okay? Can you see? You can almost see the bluey grey in it.
Okay.
And then if you look here, at that kind of pinky here, you can almost see it's a bit more salmony. It's got a little bit of yellow mixed in with it. So it's really training your eye to do that. And not overthinking it. Don't overthink it. I want what we really want you to do, and it's the same with you, I would imagine, when you're styling your clients, you just want people to feel good. So there are different ways you can do it. Finding out your soul shade is ace, because once you know that colour of your energy, then often you'll quite like that energy. Now, it does sometimes happen that people don't like the soul shade. And that's really revealing, because often it's because they've kind of abandoned themselves somewhere along the line. So I had a client just a few weeks ago whose soul shade was blue. And when she came in, I was doing like a one-to-one with her. And she said, as long as my soul shade isn't blue, I'll be fine, because I hate blue. And the more we talked, and then the more we kind of did a little bit of work on things, I was like, her soul shade's definitely blue. Because she was in marketing, she was a great communicator. It was blue through and through. She was very calm, very process driven. And when I told her this, she started crying. But that's because when I say it's colour therapy, it literally is a therapeutic thing.
Okay.
And then I explained to her what it meant, and she's like, wow, this absolutely makes sense, because actually she'd lost her voice, essentially, because she had been in a relationship which was very kind of coercive, controlling. She'd since left that relationship. But she said, I stopped speaking my truth a long time ago. And she says, and what you've just said there has just visually clicked it into place for me. Just and I need to colour. Find my voice again.
That's and crazy.
Did. And actually she did. She started wearing more blue. We got some bits and bobs in her wardrobe for her. And she started singing again. When she was a teenager, she loves to get singing. So she's joined a little choir now, which is
I love that. Just through the colours. And that's
colours like a connector. Yeah. It can connect us with things that we didn't know we needed, but sometimes colours the start of it.
That's amazing. What practical tips would you give listeners for using colour intentionally in their wardrobe? Is there any little ways you can bring it in?
Yeah, I just love really easy ways. So nails, start with nails.
Yes.
Because my nails, what have you got on? You've got butter yellow, and I've got...
Oh, I spotted yours straight away. But it is
that's
true.
As Mr. Tumble as it gets.
But also, everyone's in this pink, pow, neutral nail zone.
Yeah.
But I think for summer, we're starting to see everyone saying, I saw someone with blue nails the other day, and I was like, yes.
Coral tips, apparently. That's the nail of the season. Oh, okay. Coral tips. So this kind of like a coloured tip thing, which is nice. Really nice, because it's nice just little dip into colour, even if you don't want to go fully...
Dipping our toes and fingers, literally
dipping our finger into colour. But little splashes is always great. A little bag. I love coloured bags are a brilliant way of doing it. It could be a lipstick. Sometimes that can be a step too far for people, but often I think the thing is, when you wear colour, you're only really looking at it when you're in the mirror, right? Then you can forget about it. Okay, so you're wandering around, you're not staring at yourself. Everybody's staring at you. So it's really important to remember that your colours are affecting people around you as well. And what tends to happen when you wear colour, people comment, which people have to get quite used to as well. But they'll always say something, they'll go, oh, I really like your coat, or wow, those are amazing shoes, or
so
people,
true.
It connects you to other people. And when people start saying that to you, you go, thanks very much. And it feels
great.
We
all love a compliment. We don't know how to take them.
No.
But we love them.
You've got to get good at them if you're going to go into colour. And it shifts. And it doesn't just shift your energy. It shifts other people. I've got a bright yellow coat and I wear it in the winter on the darkest of days.
Yes.
And I will have millions of people come up and go, oh, you like a little ray of sunshine. I'm like, good. I hope it brightened up your day.
So for everyone at home watching or listening now, what would you get them to do?
I'm going to get them to count the colours. I'm going to get them to go in their wardrobe. Might not look as fabulous as this one. But... go in that wardrobe, open it up, and I just want you to count how many of those seven colours we've got. So we've got the reds, the oranges, yellows, greens, blues, indigos and violets. How many are in there? And how much of it is black? And it's really interesting, because sometimes people say, well, how do I know if I've lost the colour? Your wardrobe's just such an easy place to start, because it's there in front of you. Well, if it's anything like mine. And yours, Alice, because I have just been in that room and seen that wardrobe. It's a little bit all over the floor and all over the place. But have a little look around. It's a floor drape. So if it's a floor drape, fine. Just have a look around and see how many colours are there. Are there any colours missing completely? because that can be really telling too. And then when you look at those, think, well, actually, I haven't got any orange, or I haven't got any yellow, or focus in on that colour and just try something in that colour. Even just go into a store, try it on. You don't have to buy it. But yes, what I would say is see how it feels, not just how it looks. And that is the best place to start, because sometimes we've slipped into grayscale and we don't even know it.
And also, I like what you said about maybe if you do try on one red dress, don't be like, that's it, red is not for me.
No, and also I think understand that this will feel different. So there's going to be friction, but that's where the growth comes, right? So when we're trying something new, it's like anything, it's stepping out of our comfort zone. It's not going to feel great straight away, and you've got to practice it. It's these little intentionals. It's that little 1% every day. It's that compound effect. So actually, try something new. No, it's not going to straight away go, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
It will feel it, because it's got a vibration. It's got an energy. You can feel it. But go with that and just be aware of it, because I think that's the thing. A lot of us aren't aware about how these colours do make us feel and actually our connections to them. You know, with me, with my soul shade being green, I did like green, but now it's totally like plugged those gaps that when I was younger, I was at my happiest in the countryside, running around with ponies in a field. I loved it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of reconnected me with that. So now I know if I'm feeling a bit stressed, I'm feeling a bit tired, I need to get out in the green. I need to get out in the countryside, and I feel a million times better.
That's so interesting, isn't it? It's crazy, just through colour. And then just for like quick, like an almost quick fire round, what colour should you wear for an interview?
Depends what the job is. But yeah. I like a... So for an interview, I like to bring the energy. So I do think that red is a really good colour. It shows confidence. Even just a red shoe can be brilliant. And I think this is the thing with interviews and stuff like that. If you're not really sure where to go, that's where black does have a purpose. But what I would always say is that to be memorable, wear colour. You know, I work with a lot with women in business, and when they're going networking or whether they are delivering on stage, speaker slots, then what we want them to do is say something about them before they even open their mouths.
Yes.
And colour can do that. So I love a red. I really love a pink, because pink is actually red with a little bit of white added in, and it brings a feminine energy to it. So rather than red being quite a masculine energy, it can bring the softness to it. So
doesn't,
it's like a soft,
so
power. It feels great. But I would go with the splashes of colour. If you're going into a role where you want it to be, it's quite trustworthy, it's a process-driven role, then blue is always a great option to go to. But yellow is independence. And sometimes I think... the first ever network I went to, I wore a yellow jacket. I was so nervous. I didn't feel confident at all. I thought, I don't know what I'm going to do here. This is, how do I even explain colour therapy? Because at that time, I hadn't found my voice with it at all.
Yeah.
And I walked into that room and everybody was wearing a black suit and everybody wanted to speak to me, because they're like, who's the woman in the yellow jacket?
Yes, it's like Legally Blonde.
Yeah, they'll all remember you. So to be memorable, yeah, okay. Get into that colour.
What about for a date?
Oh, dates are interesting. Dates are so interesting. I like a green for a date, to be fair, because it's quite nurturing. It's quite balanced. Depends what you want out of that date. This is the thing. So
we're not talking boobs and butt and boobs or legs. We're talking
right.
Greens or blues.
Greens or blues, or greens or reds, because they're the opposites,
oh,
you see.
Okay.
And when we're talking about soul shades as well, I'm doing a thing with a dating app at the moment, because my soul shade's green, my husband's red, right? We're opposites, and often opposites attract. So I would go with your soul shade, whatever your soul shade is. I would go with that, because you're trying to represent you, right, on a
yes.
date. You don't want to be trying to be somebody else. You don't want to have to shift your energy to meet that of the other person. You just want to be yourself.
Yeah.
So once you find that out, that's a really good way of doing it. But
that's
also
a good idea.
Yeah, it's all about the vibes.
Okay, we've got a quick fire round.
Okay.
Three words that describe your relationship with colour.
Fun, expressive, connective.
Love. One colour you couldn't live without.
Green's my soul shade.
A colour that is commonly misunderstood.
Red.
What's currently bringing you energy and inspiration?
Yellow, if it's a colour, big time.
What's one well-being habit you never skip?
Colour meditation.
Hang on, what is colour meditation? Lucky that was the last one on the round.
I know. So I couldn't meditate, right? I just thought it was people who could do chanting and sit there for hours on end. But I worked out that I'm a visual learner through this whole colour thing. So I now do, depending on how you, what you want, what the energy, the vibe that you need for that day, use colour in that meditation. And by using the colour, I can feel it more in my body.
How do you use the colour?
So if you want a meditation that's energising, I'd be using like reds and oranges and yellows to energise you. So my favourite thing to do is a full spectrum meditation in the morning where I go through the colours stacked from a really low frequency to a high frequency and I kind of feel them going up through my body. And then at night, I do the same, but backwards. And it just brings your energy down as well. So it's like using the frequencies of light, but just imagining them in your body, imagining where they vibrate in your body. Honestly.
I need to try this.
I'm going to send you. In fact, you will have one for your soul shade. You'll have one with orange and blue in it. In your soul shade guide, it'll be emailed to you. Try it. It's only 5 minutes. And that's what I love about it.
Yes, quick and easy.
I literally will turn up 5 minutes from rugby practice or whatever with teenagers, sit in the car park and I'll just be, close my eyes. Go to my colourful, happy place. That's what it's about.
I was just sat watching a miserable, rainy rugby match.
You've got to find your fun where you can, haven't you?
So you say colour is the missing link in wellbeing. Why is that?
I think wellbeing can be really confusing, right? And sometimes you need to know what you're doing. Like with breath work, I've tried so hard. And I when I get into it and I've got somebody who's facilitating a great session, it's fabulous. But the thing about colour is it's affecting us all the time and we don't have to do anything. We don't have to do anything differently. So, you know, we'll walk out of here and there'll be colours surrounding us. So all we're doing is put ourselves in charge of it. So intentionally selecting the colours that we can. You know, we can't intentionally select colours when we go in an office. We kind of, the office is the office, but we can select the colours that surround us immediately, whether it's our clothing, whether it's the food we're eating, whether it's our homes. So that's why I think it is, because it's so, it's everywhere. And it's in a lot of ways free. Your wardrobe isn't free, but we've got to get dressed right. So we may as well make it count and actually have it as a tool that supports us rather than it just being a headache.
So true. I actually did some work with the Mental Health Foundation and they do so much around colour therapy. And I was saying, especially with children, some of them, it's the only way they express themselves. And I found that quite interesting.
Do you know, it's so true. And I've written a children's book as well, because when we're kids, we're born with full colour, right? And I see this with women as well. A lot of women, and I did this when I had my babies, I gave them my colour, right? So flamingos actually lose their pink. You know about the flamingos. They go white when they have babies. And even the male ones do, because their nutrition comes from their food. And when they have babies, they regurgitate their food to feed their young. Oh, wow. So they lose their pink colour. And I always use that with new mums, because sometimes, not all the time, but a lot of the time, mums give all their colour to their kids. And I see these kids in all these rainbow, amazing outfits, and it looks so cool. And then the mum's sort of behind the camera, head to toe in black or grey. And it's like, they're so depleted in every energy and they're putting it all in the children. So kids connect with colour so much easier because there's less pressure.
Yeah.
They're not bothered about trends, you know. And then when they transition out of this stage of just being them and being able to express, you kind of go into a teenage phase. I have three teenagers at home. They all wear black constantly. And it's like a cocooning. So it's like they are trying to work out who they are. So in that time, they put that cocoon around themselves to just protect them, and that black becomes protection. And then we come out of it again when we kind of like 20s. And so you see people go through these phases in their lives where they lose their color, they go back into the cocoon, they come out of it.
Yeah.
And I guess what I'm hopefully showing people is that you can do that at any age if you just get intentional about the using it.
How do you feel about trends, color trends? Are you here for them or do you not really believe it? You know, butter yellow is absolutely everywhere.
Clearly, I'm slightly obsessed. I love it because it's like a mental hook as well, right?
Yeah.
So for me, colour as a wellbeing tool is that mental hook, right? So if I'm working with someone and they're getting really anxious, I'll be like, okay, let's look for the yellow. Just look for the yellow. Wherever you are, look for the yellow. I do a thing called a colour walk with the kids. I used to do it when they were little. They didn't know, obviously. I was just brainwashing them very young. And everyone's getting a little bit antsy. Everyone's getting a little bit too much, right? We're going to go out. I'm going to count the colours. So you just look, go through the colours and you count them. So that's really, really important, those sort of mental hooks and using those mental hooks, using colour as a mental hook. Cool.
So true. And I also think it does push people to maybe wear butter yellow, for example, that maybe would have never tried it before.
Just
and it's almost
fun.
In your face in the shop. So you're like, I guess I'm going for butter yellow.
Well, that's the thing. You've got to go for it because it's a trend. So it's either that or black. So let's face it, I'm there for the colours. Let's go for the colour trends. Why not?
Yeah.
Give it a whirl. Try it. If it doesn't suit you, that's all right.
Yeah, it's not.
You can't get being you wrong. So I always say to people, you can't get being you wrong. Try stuff, have fun with it. You only learn from the stuff that goes wrong generally. You don't really learn much when it all goes right.
And it's not the end of the world if it does go wrong. If someone listening feels stuck, overwhelmed, or disconnected from themselves, what's one thing they can do today using colour?
Put some colour on. I don't even care what colour it is. Just try it. Just pick up something and put it on. Even if it's a cushion for your sofa, you know, even if it's just a scarf, even if it is just nipping in somewhere and picking up a pink bag. I want to pick that one up and take it home. But just try it. You can't get it wrong. This is a game. This is about fun. And I know it can feel overwhelming, but we don't need to deep it, right? We can just go for it and feel the shift, because I think sometimes it can be life-changing.
Well, like you said, yours was life-changing.
Yeah.
And I think especially even as adults, we should do, because I have read in this book before and it was like, some days just go out and be like, those green leaves are so green and beautiful. And it's like just acknowledging how amazing colour is and how amazing it can make you feel is probably a good step to...
That is it. Count the colours.
Yeah,
count
I
the
love
colours
that. We should do a count the colour walk together.
Yes, please. Be obsessed.
Not today in this grey rain.
There's not many today. There's not many.
So we've got a little hot takes round.
Okay.
Wearing all black every single day.
No, because there's no frequency. There's no vibration with it. So it's great for some days, but every day, come on, let's get some variation.
Okay, so we need to mix it up.
Mix it up a bit.
Wearing bright colours when you're having a difficult day.
Yeah, because it will literally shift your energy. The different frequencies of those colours will shift it. So that is the best thing to do. It won't feel comfortable, but I guarantee it'll make a difference.
Any colour in particular for a bad day?
For a bad day. So if you are really low on energy, I'd go with energy building. So I'd go with your red, your oranges and your yellows, which will probably feel like the opposite of what you want. But sometimes what we want isn't what we need. Try them. And honestly, just look at the way that other people will react to you, because actually sometimes that will be the key to you shifting that energy as well.
Getting out of that funk.
Absolutely.
Having a favourite colour and refusing to wear anything else.
I'm all for a signature colour, but I think then pushing out from that colour. And if you've got a favourite colour, think about the colours on the visible spectrum that sit either side of it. So for your orange, it's like red and yellow. So we can just push outwards from your colour to start off with. So wherever that favourite colour is, then just push outwards and you'll find that easier than going for something that's completely opposite straight away.
Love that. Using colour intentionally before a big meeting or presentation.
Definitely. Use it as a mental hook. Use it as a little superpower. Use it to kind of fuel what you need. You know, red's a brilliant, confident, strong power colour for that. Even a red bottom shoe. I'm a big fan of that.
Ooh. A completely neutral home with no pops of colour.
No. It's just a bit of a shame. And I get it. Honestly, my daughter's just had a new bedroom for her birthday. I've had to do all the flat pack in it and it's neutral. There's no, I think she does it just generally to upset me. But, and it looks gorgeous, but it does feel like, ooh, it's just a bit.
Can I sit down?
Yeah.
Can I touch this?
But also there's no personality in it, which I get. She's a teenager at the moment. She's trying to work out what all that is. But for me, bring something in that gives you joy. And with homes, I'm a big fan of colourful corners. So create a colourful corner. You don't have to go all in. Just create a little colourful corner with a colour that resonates with you and see how it feels. Sit in it, see how it feels.
Wearing a colour that scares you.
Yes, do it. What's the worst that can happen? Sometimes that friction, that's teaching you something and it's giving you little indicators as to stuff we maybe need to work on a little bit inside. So yes, do something every day that scares you. I'm here for it.
So here for it. Choosing colours based on how they make you feel rather than what other people think.
Big time. That's the holiday effect, isn't it?
So true. Yes, it is that.
Do it. Forget the noise. Go with what brings you joy.
Go for it. Dressing to blend in rather than stand out.
You were born to stand out, babes. That's what it's about. And I know we don't always feel like it, but once we can get the confidence going on the inside, then believe me, that becomes a lot easier and you become more comfortable with being visible again.
I actually always feel so much better when I'm in a good outfit.
Absolutely.
Colourful, good outfit.
And you are the queen of the good outfit. I'm obsessed with it. It's fabulous.
Wearing all black because it feels safe.
I get it. And on some days, yeah, absolutely. It's got no vibration. There's no energy attached to it. So some days, if you want to hide, let's just not get stuck in it. Okay? So tempting to get stuck in that comfort zone. We've got to push out a little.
Having one power colour that instantly boosts your confidence.
Love it. Absolutely. That's your go-to, your mental hook, your I'm here to win. Yeah, absolutely.
It's nice when you know you've got this colour that just makes you feel good. And it's funny when you go around people and they're like, oh, that colour doesn't work for me, but they're like, I love that colour, that's my colour.
I love it. And if you need a bit of help with that, I've got a free colour selector tool, so maybe we'll put the link in the show
that'll
notes
be amazing.
Or something, that it's not going to ask you what your favourite colour is. What it's going to say is, what do you want to achieve today, how do you want to feel today?
Yes.
And it'll just literally give you a colour for that day.
That's a really good little
it's just
tool.
A really fun
yeah.
thing to do. And even if you don't wear that colour, even if you've got nothing in your wardrobe, just try and bring it into your day that day and see how it feels.
Something else I found really interesting that you said about how you walk into a funeral, for example, and everyone's in black. But say you went to an event and it's black tie and you walk into another room. How does that work? Because it's all the same colour, but you have this shift in vibe, like the vibration, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really interesting, black tie. So I styled one of my clients for a black tie event and we went with bright yellow, right? Because this was an award ceremony. I was like, you're winning this award. You're absolutely winning it. And I want you in yellow. Independence, different. Now she's in a tech company, right? So everyone was black tie. Even the women generally had gone for a black dress. And she wore yellow and she won the award. So there were pictures of her in like the company magazine.
And she stood out.
Well, she didn't, because you know what they did? They turned her dress black. On the pictures.
No.
How wild is that? And the reason that they said they did was because they said, oh, it was just a bit too, you stood out a bit much. I was like, that was the whole idea.
That was the point.
So it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's interesting how maybe society, maybe certain things, you know, schools often will go for black as a uniform colour because it makes everyone the same.
Yeah, are we almost taught to blend in?
Yes,
and it's like we've got to physically teach ourselves.
Absolutely. That if you're ready to stand out, or if you're ready even just to do that little bit of inner work that makes you a bit more confident in who you are, then colour can be what can connect you to it.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It's been so lovely speaking about colour therapy and your colour theories. And I feel like the audience and listeners have had so much information on where to start and actually introduce colour into their wardrobes and their lives. I feel like everyone's going to be a lot more colourful after listening to this. But where can they find you? Where can they find those tools that you've mentioned throughout?
Yeah, so you can find me at Kate the Colour on Instagram. That's generally where I hang out. There's loads of info there. Kate the Colour.
Says what it does on the tin.
Says what it does on the tin. So Kate the Colour on Insta or Chrome-me. That's CHRO-me. So that means colourme.co.uk. That's where you can find the free colour selection at all. So make sure we put all those
make
in.
Sure you check that out.
Absolutely. And why not just have fun with it?
Definitely.
That's what we're here for.
Thank you. Thanks so much again to Kate for joining me in the wardrobe today. I'm feeling so inspired to wear more color and also push myself outside of my comfort zone. As always, if you enjoyed today's episode, please do subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave a quick review, as it really helps. This production is brought to you by Purposely Different Productions.